not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, June 16th, 2025 edition. Want to remind you about Sunday mornings. If you haven't checked it out yet, we've been carrying a show for a couple of years now. Rick Hughes Ministries Flatline. The Flatline with Rick Hughes on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. If you're used to getting up every day at the same time, you don't sleep in on Sundays, check it out. Because we aired the program on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, WCHY.us, as well as the TuneIn app and the Simple Radio app. It airs from 7:30 to 8, talks specifically about the Bible. The Flatline is basically 10 biblical steps to lead your life by. Founded strictly in the Bible, it's non-denominational, based on Christian faith, and will absolutely impact the way you live. Additionally, Rick offers books as well as materials for free. He doesn't ask for any donations. He's not there to sell anything. He just simply wants to get you this information. So Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8, if you're up anyway, check it out on the radio station. Check it out on both websites and both phone apps, 7:30 to 8 every Sunday. So greatly appreciate it. I do want to mention that we have this event coming up this Friday for the golf outing over at the Iron Pig South location at the Ridge Golf Course. If you'd like to join us playing golf, text me golf and I'll send you the link to the website. You can put together a foursome at a reduced price or pay for a single golfer. You'll be put in with other golfers, no problem. Again, it's going to be this Friday, 12 noon, at the Ridge Golf Course right there across the street from the south location on Old 27. And then, of course, the big festival event on Saturday, June 21st, starting at 12 noon. It'll really get moving. Ian says about 4:35 o'clock, the entertainment that night is going to be a great, great concert, great comedian, good time, good food, and then ends the night on Saturday with fireworks. So if you'd like to attend the Risk It Festival on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 21st, text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and you can get tickets online or at both locations. Iron Pig downtown or at the south location. They have physical tickets you can buy. Come be a part of it. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. We are going to party this weekend. Love to see you guys there. One of the things that the process that we're going forward on text messaging, going to change a little bit. I found some new software in the phone. We're going to be able to update those. Again, Missy, if you're wanting to take advantage of the discounted program, text me Missy. You will be into a spreadsheet and somebody will call you from our office. So if you've texted me Missy in the past, haven't been communicated with, send me that and we'll get you into the system for today. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second segment of hour number three. One of the stories that I was looking at to talk with you today about is pretty interesting because the process in Lansing seems to be changing the dynamic between the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican majority, and the Senate. And one of the things that the process is always under scrutiny about is a constitutional convention. Is it time that we do another one, since the last one was done back in 1963? Do we need to change it? People are out there talking about a statewide ballot initiative to take it to the voters. Well, speaking only for himself, Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel Jr. wants nothing to do with the creation of a new constitutional convention in Michigan. In speaking with MERS News Service last week, the party chairman said, "I'm personally opposed to it." Regarding the upcoming 2026 vote on the ConCon amendment that will appear on the statewide ballot for voters to settle. He's speaking at this juncture. At this point, he says, only for himself, because the party has not discussed the issue. And until it does, likely this fall, the party has no official position. To those who might argue that the ConCon would give the party a venue to write new reforms into the state's constitution, Hertel responded, "It's a terrible idea. It would be a disaster." It's been pointed out that issues that the Democrats have fought for long and hard to pass, such as women's abortion rights, gerrymandering of the voting district maps, voting rights, and others, would be at risk if the whole Constitution was up for grabs. Well, the current state Constitution mandates a public vote on a ConCon every 16 years. Back in 2010, the year that the Republicans won back the majority in the House, Senate, and took the governor's office, the question failed 66.7% to 33.3%. However, House Speaker Matt Hall and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt expressed support for the idea during the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's policy conference on Mackinac Island. Some of these proposals sounded good, but then had intentions that the public became frustrated about, Speaker Hall said. So without requiring to gather any signatures, it appears that this is going to be on the ballot next year, 2026. Now, personally, I'm too against a ConCon, but for a different reason. Any of the things, any of the reforms that either party, Republicans, Democrats, want to make to the state constitution, we've been doing it via ballot proposals. One of the ballot proposal efforts that we're currently supporting and working with is Axe My Tax. The website, axmitax.org. If we gather enough signatures this summer, heading into fall, turn them in and put it on the ballot statewide, we will be voting next year, 2026, on the elimination of property taxes in the state of Michigan. If you want to amend the Constitution, perhaps that's the way to do it. But when you open it up to legislators holding a ConCon, a constitutional convention, I'm not for it. I wasn't for and did not support and do not support Article 5 constitutional convention at the federal level. I believe Mark Levin has got it totally wrong. I believe anybody pushing for an Article 5 at the federal level is not understanding the current political dynamics we have in Washington, D.C., and what we have at the state legislatures. Don't open up the U.S. Constitution, and definitely do not open up the state constitution. If you have an issue, something you want to move into the Constitution, then do a ballot drive, get the signatures, and put it on the ballot for the people to vote on. Spend the money educating the electorate about it, and hopefully change the Constitution that way. At least if you collect the signatures, you put it on the ballot, and then you have to spend money educating the public about it, then let the people decide. I'm more about the people doing it than I am elected officials. So, for some reason, I don't really totally understand why Matt Hall and Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is in support of it. Reach out to them and find out where their position is on it. Now, another issue that's being talked about, potentially a ballot drive to put on the ballot for next year as well, is this idea of ranked choice voting. This is a horrible idea. Anybody trying to educate you about it, tell them flat out, not interested. It's been tried in Alaska. It was a total disaster. They've already rescinded it. The biggest problem I have with it, you can't audit an election. If you got ranked choice voting that causes people to list their preferences in numerical order when you have multiple candidates running for an office, if not any one person gets 50% plus one, you then remove the vote getter candidate with the lowest number, and then you start spreading their votes out against the remaining candidates. This basically turns into what's called fractionalized voting. You can't do it. For example, you got five candidates running for a particular office. Ranked choice voting, you would list your number one preference, number two, three, four, and five. The tally is then tabulated, and no one got 50% plus one. So then you would take the fifth person candidate's vote totals and divide it equally over the remaining four. That would be 25% for this person, second, third, and fourth candidates remaining on the ballot. It's fractionalized voting. You can't audit fractionalized voting. There's no way of even doing a recount. Absolutely against it. Mike Duggan, the independent candidate for governor, is pushing it. Other misinformed, even Republicans, allegedly Republicans, are pushing this idea. Horrible idea. Absolutely not. If anybody approaches you on signing a petition for ranked choice voting, RCV, no thank you. Not interested. Hopefully, they won't get enough signatures and it won't even be on the ballot. If it does end up on the ballot, we're going to have to spend a lot of time, money, and effort talking about it as to why this is a horrible idea and we do not want it in Michigan in any way, shape, or form. Period. End of conversation. Now, one of the other items, potentially, Governor Rick Snyder is wanting to get involved in education. There's a conversation about potentially a petition drive that he is supporting for education as well. So you need to be updated, informed about these various petition drives and make a decision as to which ones you want to support, sign, and which ones you don't. And if you hear of one that I haven't talked about yet, please text me and I'll do the research on it and pull up the story and find it. The one thing that I really don't like is the Michigan State Board of Canvassers. They do not put out press releases as to what items are coming up on their next meetings. It's very almost impossible to find out what they're considering approving petition drives for. And I don't have the time to sit down and send them FOIA requests on a regular basis. So, unfortunately, you just have to read about it in these stories and talk about it. Let's see, one other short story I wanted to get to before the break. Let's see, we got time. Yeah, we might be able to. Another court gave a ruling last Friday. Michigan Court of Appeals held that contaminated groundwater is an environmental hazard. It must be disclosed under Michigan's Cellar Disclosure Act. It also required that even where there is a known associated contamination in the soil or perhaps vapors intruding the home. This came down as a 9-page published opinion by appeals judge Brock Schwartzel. The appeals panel had to interpret what the legislature meant by environmental hazard in the Cellars Disclosure Act, as it was specifically defined. While the act provided examples such as asbestos, radon gas, or lead-based paint, but after reading the statutes, including the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act, the appeals panel concluded the legislature meant that an environmental hazard under the Cellars Disclosure Act was meant to mean an acceptable risk to a person's health, safety, or welfare posed by the presence of any substance, material, product in the soil, surface water, groundwater, air, or other contaminants, including building materials associated with a property. The plaintiffs alleged that they did not learn that there was trichloroethylene, TCE, in a property present in their groundwater until after they moved in back in August of 2021. They were told the property required continued contamination monitoring. Well, TCE is a carcinogen and it can mitigate into soil, allowing other substances to enter into the home through floors and walls and well water. So the Cellars Disclosure Act is being updated according to this court's decision. Family Hour News Break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.